Let's read from John 3, starting at verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
Can I add my welcome? It's so, so good to see you. Happy Christmas. We're thrilled that you've been able to join us this morning at Euston Church on this very, very special day. I want you to imagine a World Cup with a difference, so not this one that we saw last weekend. In this World Cup, we're playing for the title of World Champion of Christmas. The two finalists are God and Santa. And who's going to be the champion of Christmas? Rory thinks he knows the answer. What do you think it is? God. Okay. Very theologically correct, my children. Yep. That is where we're going. It's going to be God is the answer. And yet, isn't it difficult to compete with the jolly old chap in the red suit? Hard to compete with presents? Surely if this was a competition for Christmas, Santa would have this one in the bag. Maybe the biggest surprise is that God is even in this competition at all. Well, this is John's Gospel that Sam read from, what you've got in your hand there. And on that page 11, we just read, I think, the most famous sentence in the whole Bible. Will you just look with me again at John 3:16? It says, for God so loved the world that he gave. God has a bit of a reputation for being on the take, doesn't he? So he'll take your freedoms. Religion will talk to you about what you have to offer him. You come to church and you're asked to give. But Christmas actually says God wants to give you something. So come on then, God, show us what you're made of in the present department. Well, here's the present. This is God's present to the world at Christmas. I'm going to need a bit of help, so maybe some of you younger ones wouldn't mind coming up, helping me open it. Come on then, let's have a look. Let's get it open. It's pretty well wrapped, isn't it? Amazing. Yeah, let's lift it down, see what's inside it. Oh, thanks, guys. Now, have a good rummage around in there, see if you can find something. God's gift to the world, so this is exciting. Show us what you find. Lift up anything you find. Sainsbury's bag. No, that's not it. That's not God's gift to the world. Bubble wrap is not God's gift to the world either, no. There it is. You see it. Why don't you all hold it up together and show everyone? There you go. It's a baby. Wow. That's the gift. Okay, thanks, guys. Should I take that? Thanks for helping me. Why don't you all sit down again? Well done. Rory, have a seat. Well done. So here is the present. This is God's gift to the world. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. You know, there was a little boy who bought his granddad some coffee beans for Christmas. And he put a note in the coffee beans and said, Granddad, you're only allowed to drink the coffee when I am with you. Because when you're drinking the coffee, I want us to meet up and talk about the things that you've done in your life. Sweet, isn't it? It's kind of what you call a relational gift. It's not about the stuff. It's about deepening your connection with the person. Well, God is into those kind of relational gifts. When God sends his son at Christmas, he's giving us himself. God's present is actually to become a human being. And that is supposed to sound really shocking. So imagine God all covered in newborn baby slime. Imagine God in a nappy. Imagine God having a nappy explosion. Imagine God the day he got left on the bus when his parents accidentally forgot him. We've never done that with our kids. No, I don't remember us ever actually doing that with our kids. But God's present is to enter our mess personally so that he can help us. Sentence 16 again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Now, we get skeptical when the politicians overclaim what they're going to do for us, but a world that needs to be saved, that rings true, doesn't it? Loads of problems out there. Loads of mess and mistakes in our own lives, if we're honest. You know, God sees to the bottom of your soul. We might expect a visit from God to be like a visit from the landlord, just about to condemn us all for ruining his world. But it says not to condemn, but that the world might be saved through him. And that's ultimately talking about Jesus' death. Just before this, it talked about the fact that he has to be lifted up. See, God's gift for present giving really comes into its own on a Roman cross as his son quietly takes responsibility for everything wrong with this world. God became one of us so that he could swap places with us. Jesus condemned so that you don't have to be. He perishes that we might have eternal life. And I know lots of us have heard this idea before, but do I even get my head round what an amazing gift this really is? I mean, imagine a secret Santa and someone wants to buy you something really good. And now imagine they're a mom or dad. In what kind of universe does any parent give up their one and only son for you? Do you know, sometimes in my job as a vicar, I meet people who question whether God loves them. I can totally understand that. I think there's a lot of things in life that happen to us that make things difficult. We have doubts, things that make us feel lost. I have all of that in my life as well. This is where I point to. This is where I have to keep rooting myself again and again. Christmas tells me that God loves me, and I can be sure that he loves me because he sent me the greatest present he ever could. Question is, will we receive the present? You know, there was a little girl called Joyce. She wrote this letter. Dear God, thank you for the little brother, but what I prayed for was a puppy. Gifts are not always what we want, are they? Well, John goes on to talk about people who don't want anything to do with this gift of Jesus. Because, well, to meet him is to have ourselves exposed, and that can be an uncomfortable thing. Too uncomfortable for some. And the thing I want to urge all of us to do this Christmas, the thing I'd urge us not to do, is just to smile at God as he gives us the present of his son. And just smile and say, thanks. You know that kind of Christmas grin that's really a grimace? Now God knows our hearts, and this most important of gifts requires a genuine response from each of us. And so the question to ask as you reflect on God's gift is, it's in verse 16. Do you want to perish or have eternal life? That sounds very black and white, doesn't it? So much of our life isn't black and white, but which one would you want? Perish or eternal life? Which is forgiven life, which is purposeful life, which is beyond death life. This is the full present. And it really is the best present. I personally wouldn't swap it for anything. Life can be tough. I can forget sometimes how good God is. But it's great to be a Christian. So if you believe this, I want you to feast again this Christmas on all that God has given you. And if you don't yet believe, did you notice in our verse that believing is the way we receive the gift? It's not automatic that Jesus' birth changes anything for you. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And it may be that tough times have made you lose belief, intellectual doubts. Perhaps you've never believed in him. Well, this is a great time of year to let belief grow. This was actually written, John's Gospel, to help you see why you can believe in him without chucking your brain in the bin. So have a read. See why it would be so vital and hopeful and good for you to believe in everything that the Christmas baby means. Happy Christmas. I'm off to play with my new Star Wars toys, which I was gifted this morning. They're pretty good. But Christmas says that God wants to give you something. Will you receive the gift? For God so loved the world that he gave. Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, We give thanks for the gift of your only Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the reminder of your great love for us in sending Jesus to be our Savior. We rejoice in this great truth as we celebrate the birth of Jesus today. We pray you would open our hearts and minds to the truth of John's Gospel and help us to understand the depth of your love for us. Would you strengthen our faith, Lord, and help us in our moments of unbelief? We are sorry for the times when our faith has wavered and we have walked contrary to you. Please help us to hold this world loosely and to hold fast to your eternal promises. We thank you and praise you that we have such a glorious gospel to proclaim. And we pray that many would come to know you this Christmas. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.